This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The Video Game Hall of Fame? Really?
I would be there in a heartbeat.
I didn't know there was a Video Game Hall of Fame.
I didn't either. Well, there's a Hall of Fame for everything now.
So, what are your favorite video games? How about that?
Well, I'm a 48-year-old man that still wears a Super Mario Brothers shirt, so that would be one.
Okay.
I like Tony Hawk Pro Skater, and I usually play I play most of the sports video games.
Okay. Well, I know the suit loves, of course, the college football game coming back this summer. He's been aching for that. I think he plays the NFL game.
Which is Madden.
That's Madden. Does he do something with racing?
There's NASCAR and F1 game, so it could be. There's an IndyCar game, too. He quite well could be playing an IndyCar game.
Okay. He'll text me here. He'll tell me what games he's playing. By the way, this half hour of the show is brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Terrific service department. I don't care if it's routine. You need your routine service done. Every once in a while, you need something big done. Guess what? Sunbury Motors, they're great technicians, can handle all of it. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Video Game Hall of Fame. Wow. I'm not somebody that's played. So it's not. It's not of interest to me, but that doesn't mean it's not of interest to you.
Some of the biggest video games make just as much as the blockbuster movies these days.
I'm sure they do. I mean, like when they say video games, does it include, like, I don't know, Pac-Man and things like that? Wait, what does this include?
Well, that Hall of Fame does, but
okay,
we're so far beyond Pac-Man now.
Okay,
I mean, take for example the Major League Baseball game that comes out in a couple weeks. Those, I mean, it's hard. It's pretty close to standing at, you know, Citizens Bank or the view at why is not this Pirate Stadium coming into my head all of a sudden?
PNC.
The view at PNC, I mean, when you stand at the plate, the bridge looks, there's people walking across the bridge. It's pretty realistic.
Well, no, the graphic designers that do this are just outstanding. I mean, you know, almost bordering on genius the way they do it, because I've seen, quote, video games, right? Now look at it and go, wow, it looks like just the play. I just don't play them. I mean, I know, I think the suit plays a golf video game because he was bragging to us one day as we were on the tee over at Susquehanna Valley Country Club that, you know, that he had shot a 3-over par 75. We're like, we're all impressed. And he goes, yeah, no. He said, I did it at Pinehurst number 2. Like, well, I got even more impressed. Then he explained to us it was a video game, and all of a sudden being impressed was flushed down the drain. So I was like, yeah, great, good for you.
If I could golf like I did in the video, like I do in the video game, I would not be sitting here. I'd be on the tour.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But you know what? And we talked about this last week. But when I was younger, all right, I mean younger. I'm going back to when I was a teenager. Okay, I would play the dice baseball. You know, some people had Strat-O-Matic. Okay. He says he's just waiting for NCAA 25 pre-sale in May. Yeah, I understand that. But my question for Kevin is, what video games does he play now? Because I know he plays them, and what's his favorite and why? He's texting me now. Todd's great. You're disgusting. What does that mean? Okay, no, I'm just kidding. He actually is texting me something now. We'll see what he says. But like, I would play the dice baseball games. He plays. He says MLB 23. He likes. So he's waiting. We already knew he was waiting for the presale of the NCAA 25. The presale is in May. That's $70, by the way. He plays MLB 23. It's mainly because I can create myself as a third baseman, and I am a slugger.
Are you letting that one sink in for a bit?
My first thought is, if he's playing third base, I'm bunting. Come on, come and get it. It's my dream. And it'll only be a dream. He does this to me. But I mean, I would play the. But I would break my teams up, and I'd form like 8 all-star teams and play a series of games and have some fun with it and keep stats and so forth. You know, some people had Strat-O-Matic. There was one called Long Ball. I had that at one point. Then I had Appa, which I thought was, you know, and I enjoyed it. It was fun. I then got Appa Football as well. Baseball seemed to go better as a dice game compared to football, but you know, when I was a teenager, I liked that. But the video game thing, now, and part of this has to do with, to be honest with you, Todd, and Kevin says Appa was the card dice game they played. And Appa, what the creator of Strat-O-Matic's a Bucknell grad. And Appa was out of Lancaster. So, I mean, I had Appa baseball and Appa football. That was out of Lancaster. And again, Strat-O-Matic, which a lot of people had, a Bucknell grad evidently created that. So now, but part of it is people say, well, how can you not play video games? You know, because a lot of people do, and you love sports. I think part of it is, Todd, and I know we played Strat-O-Matic golf. He says. Okay.
I'm not sure I heard Strat-O-Matic golf.
Neither did I. I never heard of Strat-O-Matic. Now they had you know, obviously these dice and card games for sports on a wide variety of them, but I had never heard of Strat-O-Matic golf. Okay. Interesting. He'll have to explain that to me as to how that works. Hopefully in a Cliff Notes version. But part of it is I got into broadcasting play-by-play, so fortunate for me, so early in life, that I was always preparing and still am preparing and getting ready for games and doing games that, you know what I mean? My free time was then for other things. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's just me.
I was going to say, when I was 18, and that's when I first started working at the paper, nobody was up when I came home. You needed something to wind down with.
Sure. No, I understand. I understand. It's just for me, it was like, okay, game, next game, the whole thing, you know, and so forth. And I just never either had the interest or created the time to do it. I was, and That's also interesting, too, about somebody asked me about my favorite teams last week. Actually, the players were. The players were asking me about that. And I said, well, you know what? I said, it's interesting, you know. I said, you know, growing up, I was a Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins, and in football, because the Patriots were in the AFL when I was growing up, the Giants. And I said, yeah, I still follow them. I said, but I said, I'm so locked in on doing Penn State football, so locked in on doing Penn State basketball. Like, that's where, like, my focus is. And so over time, yeah, I'm still fans of it, but it's very loose now. You know, I enjoy watching games, but I'm just loose about, you know, about following teams, because I'm just so into what I'm, you know, what I need to do, because I enjoy what I do. I mean, my goodness, that's the part about this job. I just really enjoy the job. And enjoy the people I'm around, and invested in that. So, like, the other stuff is the other stuff.
I have a surprise for you.
Oh, goodness gracious. Go ahead, just talk.
It's great to be on the show, by the way.
You notice, Todd, where I just made an assumption.
Well, it was a good assumption. I just figured this would be easier. The golf game we had, I thought it was Strat-O-Matic, but maybe it wasn't. But it was like it was a golf course laid out on a piece of like covered in plastic, and then you had the ranges on an overlay, and you'd roll the dice for where your shot would land, and then you had a wax pencil that you'd mark where the ball is in the on the fairway. Of course, like most of my regular golf shots, they didn't necessarily land in the fairway.
Wow. Well, let me look up Strat-O-Matic golf.
Maybe it wasn't Strat-O-Matic, but I thought it was.
Well, no, I'm just going to look it up just to see if Strat-O-Matic.
It was actually my dad's golf game that he had for years. So this probably goes back to maybe the late 60s, early 70s.
Golf course, I mean, no. Actually, Strat-O-Matic Golf comes up as best golf courses in West Virginia. All right, so.
But you know what the beautiful thing about playing, like, PGA Tour, you know, on the video game and playing games, like, you know, the dice version of golf? I don't have a slice in any of those.
Yeah. You don't, huh?
And I'm usually right around par or under. It's great.
Okay, so Strat-O-Matic.
It's the only place I've gotten par and birdies too is on a video game, Kevin.
Hey, listen, I want a green jacket. All right, I want a green jacket at the Masters. And let's face it, that's the only way I'm ever going to play that course.
Yeah. Okay. I played twice last week. I had a birdie in each round. All right, so
I hit a birdie. Is that the same thing?
Oh, goodness gracious. I'm dealing with Randy Johnson. So I'm trying to see. I wonder if it was Strat-O-Matic. I don't know. I've been looking it up.
Well, in that era, there were a lot of different companies. I mean, Strat-O-Matic was the big one. You know, you had mentioned, we used to call it APBA. That was the big one for baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, I had baseball and football in Napa. And they were out of Lancaster.
Yeah. We had the entire card set. My dad and I had the entire card set all the way. I mean, every team, this was probably early 80s. And we actually created a season. That took us 3 years to play.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it took us three. I mean, we didn't do a whole 162 games, obviously, but we kind of put a season together that would be the equivalent of maybe 10 games for each team, and then figured out who would be in the playoffs. And unfortunately, I don't remember who won. Well, we had a lot of free time, Steve. Okay, I lived in the country. We had a lot of free time and three channels of television.
Let's get something straight here, okay? All right, if you had won, you'd be still celebrating and bragging about it today. So please, that means you did not win. Okay. you
I kept
never
forgetting to put my infield in and out and deep, and I kept forgetting to make those changes, and he'd always drop one in.
Okay, so Appa. Okay, I looked it up. Appa, of course, had baseball. We know that. Appa had football. Appa had hockey.
Oh, I remember hockey. Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Soccer. Doesn't say they had basketball, but they had golf.
I know that the golf game we had was definitely not that version.
Okay. So consider all the elements of the game, such as club selection, weather, and playing each hole from tee to green according to the actual layout of the course, including hazards, bunkers, dog legs, trees, and undulating greens. Now, I would like to point out, Todd, weather, very important. Very important. One day, this big black cloud is rolling up, and I look over at it and go, I don't know, we better get to the clubhouse. And he's driving the cart. I'm not. Right? And all of a sudden, I see a lightning bolt, and I said, we got to get out of here. He pulls under a tree.
I was thinking the rain. You know, I was protecting you from the rain.
And I said, I'm taking the wheel. And I grabbed it. I said, move over. And I took it. I took it back to the clubhouse. And things are flying all over the place. He looks at me and goes, that was a good move.
That was the last time I was allowed to drive a cart, actually.
After you darn right it was. I was one of those. I said, back. I'm looking at lightning over the hillside. I'm thinking, we're under a tree. I want to do the next game. Let's go.
The lightning only hits the top of the tree, not the bottom.
Well, you also had two golf carts worth of irons, too.
Okay, that also is the equivalent of saying that all planes land. Okay, so...
Good point.
Yay. Surprised they don't have an NBA game. Maybe they didn't have the rights to it.
You know, the APBA game, and again, that's what we always called it, so I always think of it that way. We actually had a card set for the 1980 Phillies, and my dad had the card set for the Yankees in the 60s. I don't remember which year, but it had everybody. So we used to play that one a lot, back and forth.
Okay. Yeah, so they had baseball, football. Looking at the various board games they have here, they have hockey. Oh, they do have pro. They actually had pro basketball at one point. So they had basketball, hockey. They had all of them. Golf. Interesting.
And somewhere in the 90s, they actually had computerized versions of those. Not video games. Now, these were games you could play on your PC. It wasn't the same. I mean, they tried to make it the same, but it just wasn't the same without having to switch the boards, trying to figure out, wait a minute, hold on. There's a runner on first and third, nobody out, then it's this. There's a runner on second. Oh, hang on, let me switch boards. Runner on second, one out, and this is what happened.
Well,
I want to meet the person that came up with all the scenarios.
Okay. J. Richard Seitz is the guy that founded it. And after World War II, he formed the Appa Game Company working out of his living room. This is kind of like your perfect life. In 2011,
exactly.
After 60 years, they moved to Alpharetta, Georgia. Which, by the way, is where they want to put the NHL expansion team in Alpharetta. It's outside of Atlanta. The company later produced, beyond baseball, football, golf, basketball, hockey, bowling, boxing and soccer and saddle racing games. All right.
Wow, I didn't know about the saddle racing.
Neither did I. 80s and 90s computer adaptations of some of these games were produced, going to your point, right? APA enthusiasts, and it is pronounced APA, by the way, included Presidents George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush, David Eisenhower, New York Mayor Ed Koch, actor Jeff Daniels, Bump Wills, Jim Sundberg, Dave Madigan, Arn Tellem, who's the agent and Pistons vice chairman, Major League Baseball writer Rick Hummel. The main competitor have been Stratomatic. And I think they're still in business today.
Wow. I remember if you, like, double numbers were always good. So I threw snake eyes a lot. So I'd end up, I'd throw 1-1, and then that would be like 11 on the number on the card. So then you'd go to the board, and this was the best. Okay, bases loaded, nobody out, 11. Hit by pitch, runner advances to first, all runners advance one base, overthrow at first, runners advance a second base. I mean, who thinks up this stuff? I remember that one because we laughed about it for a good 5 minutes.
Wow. No, that's amazing. Okay. That really is amazing.
Yeah, and I think the reason it happened is you had a pitcher's card, and if the pitcher had a level of, and again, it's been many years, but let's say 5, then you'd have that weird scenario because he was not a great fielder.
Right. So, let's see. You can buy a field if you want. Let's see. So, APA Baseball, looks like it's still sold today. They had a 2024 APA convention.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about those. I didn't know they still had them, but I knew they had them at one point.
The convention is June 20th to the 24th. It doesn't say where. Oh, look, it's in Danville. No, I'm just kidding.
I gotta go.
That's it.
I might be hosting it. Maybe I don't know I'm hosting it.
So on the video game thing, that you don't have car racing, right?
No, I don't remember that one.
No, I'm asking you because I don't know.
Oh, video game. Oh yeah. I mean, I had it on the computer. I had IndyCar that was made by Papyrus. We actually had a league for that, and you would download the data file from the race, play it the next week, and then submit your finish.
Yeah. Okay, so do you have a racing game now?
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of them, including Formula One.
Okay. Very nice. Well, that was a fun segment.
Well, fun for me anyway.
In the end, it's all about that. It's all about you having fun. Hey, thanks for calling in, bud.
Hey, have a great call tonight.
Thanks, appreciate it. We're in Minneapolis, Target Center tonight, 9 o'clock, 8:30 the airtime, Penn State, Indiana.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show from Minneapolis, brought to you by, in this half hour, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks. Ooh, with a big weekend coming up, lots and lots and lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. It is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And the Sunbury Motors Studio mobile today, here in Minneapolis, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All the basketball, of course, going on right now is kind of a fun diversion, talking about days gone by. So I told you he had an IndyCar game.
I had little doubt.
And I told you he had an IndyCar game. Right? I mean, the part that's disturbing to me is he's made himself a slugging third baseman, and he has himself in the game.
I'm usually a right-handed pitcher, so I can't make fun of him for that one.
Starter, reliever?
Starter.
Starter. How many innings do you usually go?
Oh, come on. I'm old. I like to go 9.
Oh, all right. Have you ever lost?
Yeah. Not often, though, just because after you play a little bit, you're like Randy Johnson, Nolan Ryan, and Steve Carlton all rode into one.
Is it true that in reality your nickname is Cy Hummel?
No.
All right, good. All right.
It was Brooksy because it was for Brooks Robinson, and it's for the complete opposite reason of Brooks Robinson.
I had dinner Tuesday night with Johnny Holiday. Johnny Holiday was a good friend of Brooks Robinson's. Johnny would always participate in Brooks' golf tournament, and Brooks always made sure he was at Johnny's tournament. So, in fact, that was one of the things that, you know, when Johnny was, he said, "You got to come down and play in my tournament." He says, "Hey, I'll set it up." You know, he sets the whole thing up. He says, but one of the selling points was, his, "Hey, you know, Brooks Robinson's going to be there." I'm like, "All right." Right? So, yeah. So, you know, I know that, you know, Brooks Robinson was pure class. Texas Tech is leading BYU 70-57. North Carolina easily knocked out Florida State today. UConn, big second half, beat Xavier. As we mentioned already, Michigan State has won and knocked out Minnesota. The Wisconsin-Maryland game is now this is something Johnny and I talked about last night, because Maryland played Rutgers last night. I mean, it was just no game, right? It just was not a game. Rutgers offensively is so challenged. It's stunning. Well, it's not stunning only because we've all seen it for so many years. We'll see next year. They have a couple big-time recruits coming in next year. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle them. But that was something that Maryland is playing now against Wisconsin. And you would think they would give them until tonight and play in the same time slot they play. See, Penn State's in the same time slot. All right, so you know, you went late. You get at least 21 hours to rest. Maryland didn't get that. I don't understand the scheduling of that at all.
I wonder if it's just, and Penn State ended up being the lower seed too, right?
Yeah, right. Maryland? Penn State was the higher seed.
Yeah, because they won. So maybe it was just a function of being the higher seed.
I don't know. I just think it's a quirk in the schedule. Because the key is the number one seed in the tournament always plays the first game, which is noon. Noon Eastern time. I mean, here it's 11 o'clock in the morning, but noon Eastern time is when the number one seed in every tournament plays. That's why I mentioned St. Joe's beat Richmond today. Richmond was the number one seed in the Atlantic 10 tournament. All right. And, you know, they lost to the 9. But again, the one seed always plays the noon game in the conference tournament. So I don't care what tournament it is. So this is a matchup between a 5 and a 12. And Wisconsin's already up 15-7 on Maryland at this point with 14.5 to play in the opening half. So, I don't know. Because I didn't realize that until Johnny mentioned that to me. We were in a commercial break of our game, and Johnny mentioned it to me. He said, I got to go back. He said, so we play at, 1:30 in the afternoon, 2:30 Eastern time. I said, really? Because I just assumed they were playing 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, like they did last night. I mean, you just do what they tell you to do. I mean, it's just, but I did find it to be a quirk. How about that? And, you know, I don't really think it's fair, but you know, it doesn't really matter what's fair anymore. you just go out and do it. You know, I mean, that's what it comes down to. You just go out and do it. I just found it from a rest point of view, it is a disadvantage. I mean, for Maryland, okay, this is what Maryland has going for it going into the game. Now, I know they're losing 15-7 now. Okay. So what do they have? What is the issue? The issue is their game ended last night at 7:20 Central Time. And now they have to come back and play it 1:30 Central Time. Okay. All right, that's the disadvantage. Here's the advantage. And that's why you see upsets on this day, and you see an upset on Friday. And this goes back, I mean, look, I've been doing, I mean, the first conference tournament I did in my career was in 1982, for goodness sake. So that's how far back I go on conference tournaments. And you know what I've discovered over the years on conference tournaments? Why do those upsets happen on those days? The upsets happen on those days because the team that's been off is playing a team that has momentum because they won. And I think that is that actually does enter into it. You feel good about yourself. So you got some energy. Here we go, the whole thing. The other team hadn't played. Now, they're the higher seed, which means over 2.5 months, the body of work was, you know, you're the better team. But you'll find that the team that won the night before, actually has some, quote, automatic momentum going into game two while the other team's just starting in the tournament. Then by the weekend, it evens out. Yeah, but
That's one of the things I think they've kind of taken away with some of these tournaments starting on a Tuesday, is it's really, really hard to do what Penn State did last year and you know, starting on a Tuesday and win games every night until Saturday night. Yeah.
Well, Penn State started on a Thursday last year.
Well, Thursday through Sunday for Big Ten, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's what the Atlanta – Jimmy Martelli was telling me this today. He said that the Atlantic 10, they play like today. You know, they played yesterday, or they played Tuesday, yesterday, today, whatever. They take tomorrow off. I was like, I looked at him and said, really? I didn't realize that. He said, and it's really strange the way it's set up, but they're doing it again this year where tomorrow's off. Now, why they're off, what the process is behind the idea, I don't know. But that's the way, I guess, the Atlantic 10 does it. Completely different. I don't know. Then you get Kansas, for example. Maybe it was advantageous for Kansas, which has really had, by their standards, a rough year. They lost yesterday. They didn't have McCullers and they didn't have Hunter Dickinson. So that obviously was a problem. And they were beaten in the opening round. It now gives them time to rest and recover before the NCAAs, although I cannot see Kansas. I think they're capable based on, you know, we don't know who they're matching up with, but they're capable of getting out of the first weekend, but they're not, but not beyond that. They're just, you can just tell they're just not, you know. And it's funny because last year I watched them because I was sitting there courtside when Kansas lost to Arkansas. And I'm watching the game, and Arkansas, now this is last year's Arkansas, more athletic, quicker. I mean, Kansas had a couple of, you know, Kansas had skill, but not great athletes. And that's, you know, when you're sitting quiet, that's what struck me about them. I was like, okay. Well, a lot of skill, but not great athletes. I mean, there are a couple of them. I mean, there's no question, a couple of great athletes. But, yeah. Here's a story I found. I got two stories I found interesting. Trev Alberts, Nebraska All-American, right? Triumphantly, after Bill Moos kind of takes him into a circling a fogged-in airport for a period of time, becomes the athletic director. Triumphant return. Ends up hiring Matt Rhule as his football coach. And Trev Alberts, Nebraska grad, Nebraska, took the Texas A&M athletic director job yesterday. Now, I realize there are about 4 million good reasons to do it, okay? But still, I was like, wow. Hey, that really struck me. It's like, gee, I mean, it'd be one thing if he was a guy that was brought in as an athletic director, had no ties to the university beforehand, whatever. I wouldn't have been surprised by it at all. Except he's a Nebraska guy. And he left. Wow.
I was going to say, not only a guy, a legend there.
Yeah. Then, all right, then the other one is Pete Thamel wrote a terrific article on expanding the NCAA tournament. And he says that the discussion right now, like, you know, you've heard like 96 and things like that. They say no more, that evidently the discussion centers around like, hey, we do it, it's no more than 80. Okay. The NCAA basketball tournament, Mark Emmert, to his credit, did as much damage to any organization as you could possibly ask a guy to do. I mean, seriously. And one of them is what they did with the NCAA tournament television contract. I mean, do you realize that today, based on today's standards, how incredibly undervalued the tournament is? I mean, and here's the reason. They negotiated the deal in 2010, 2011. And at this point, I don't need to quote Pete on this. This is something I already knew. So this is, me talking about it. And then they renegotiated it in 2016 and got it out to 2032 because they were trying to be safe. And right now, that tournament is probably worth double. Double. Okay? Its current value. Because if they stuck to the original contract, they would have renegotiated it right about now or a year ago. And the way sports rights are going right now, I mean, the college football playoff, okay, which is let's say it's 14 teams, okay? The college football playoff, which would be 13 games, is going to be like $1.3 billion a year. Okay? The NCAA basketball tournament, 67 games, captures the month of March completely. All right? I mean, like millions of people. I keep going back to the Penn State-Texas game last year. That had 6.6 million viewers. All right? Well, other games were like in that category too. And it gets less than what the college football playoff is going to be. And think of all the money because of mismanagement or panic or whatever it may be on their part 8 years ago. Think of all the money that schools have lost because of that. I mean, so now they're talking about, what do you do with it? Remember, it had gone from 64 to 65 to 68. That's where it is now. There are a lot of people that don't want to touch it. Totally, totally understand that. I mean, I completely understand why people don't want to touch it. The thought process is, and again, Greg Sankey's the one from the SEC who's leading this charge again. Seems to be leading the charge on a lot of things. There's some talk, okay, maybe go to 72 or 76. Okay. And it's going to be interesting to see, because to me, if you're going to go from 72 to 76, remember what happened when the Big Ten went from 16 to 18. They asked Fox for more money to cover the Oregon and Washington shares, right? So, okay. Now, in this, you already have the money in place, and you're not really, but you're basing what you're doing on units, okay? So if you expand to 76, let's just pick that number, the spirit of 76, and that means you've got 8 more teams in, and that would bring with it, geez, how many more games, Todd? 4 more games? 5 more games? I mean, actually, it would bring with it 7 more games when it's all said and done, right? Because you'd have 76 teams, you have to play 75 games to get to it, correct?
Yeah.
So there'd be 7 more games. You'd have to go to the networks, Turner and CBS, and say, hey, we need equal shares for 7 more games because we're trying to distribute money in units for everybody. Penn State, goes out and gets one around last year, so they got into the second round, which is 2 units. All right. And of course, that 2 units is spread out over 6 years. So in the end, I think what Penn State got I think they're going to be delivering a total number of near $4 million to the Big Ten on unit distribution. Okay? And, you know, I'm kind of talking, you know, people are like, oh, units and this. Okay, just, you know. But that's what I find interesting about this. You're going to need extra money to cover the extra seven games. Because you can't be saying, okay, unit, because if the NCAA is going to distribute it, then the distribution numbers have to match up to whatever number of teams you have in the tournament, right? And you need seven more games worth.
That's more math than I'm willing to do right now.
well, so what? That's let's see, seven more games times a prize. Let's just round it off. It's between $300,000 and $400,000 per, right? So let's just say seven. So it'd be, you'd need an extra $2 million to $3 million per year to do it. You know, between 2.1 million and 2.8 million. How about that per year to add it in? Which you still have how many years remaining in the contract? Mm-hmm. Right till 2032, you got at least eight more years. So you would need at that point what, an extra $25 million tacked onto it to cover it and to break even. And the question would be, would these all be Power Five teams going in as the extra eight? Or does it leave room for, say, James Madison doesn't win its tournament, does it leave room for James Madison? Or does it make it, I'll pick one, easier for Indiana State to get in after they lost to Drake?
I would guess in a perfect world, yes, but when it works out, probably no.
No, they'll go with bigger schools. Yeah. Again, what do bigger schools bring with them?
Names, brands.
Yeah, and audience. Yes. Brands, exactly. Brands, audience. All right, we'll wrap it up in a moment. Brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection, imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
All right, a lot of fun today. Even got to talk dice baseball. Dave Spadaro, by the way, thanks so much. Neil Kulong, thanks so much. Todd, thanks so much. And to the suit for his contributions. Today's show has been brought to you by good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street and Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And from Minneapolis.